famous Ninu. Taka means two different names. Rashi says, So Teretz is what? So the Chabdeni Chai is sort of the name of Bnei Sayana. Now you are telling me that Bnei Sayana means Beitzo is Bas Mei Mashiri can't give covered. Elaksif Hayana Ksif Bas Sayana. Yevishana Yocho what the Posak Sif Lashtetev. That really what the two type of birds is. The Yana is one bird and the Bas Sayana is another bird. So again the Kashra is that it's two separate birds. It's not an egg. So what is Nechlami? And the posak siflish tetra, the posak pun, two different tevas. Therefore, it means two different birds. Over there, Rashi Batati means b'shtei tevas. There it's like it's written in two different names. So therefore, it means two names. But Bayasa could mean basayan, just means the egg. Elamiyate is called loimer. Also, the posak lu safra betray. Hachinami the Tati Shmeinin or two different names. Hamayosam b'shtei teves posak lo b'shnei shikun leposaklei. It's two words, but not two different lines. Havloch apilu b'shtei shikun nami posak. Here they made it two different lines. Here taka the basayan about it means another bird. So here taka means another type of a bird. But v'yosam the posak says basayan echam. It only means the oif. So that's the limit to say that the oif, the egg. I mean. The egg that comes out of a knife's tongue is also asa. Which we'll see later on, the sugi is a little bit chiddush here. Because really we always say, hayotze, something that comes out of tummy is tummy. And whatever comes out of a pig is tummy. So here is Rashi, we need a special post to teach us, the egg that comes out of this chicken is also tummy. Alright, that's a chiddush by itself. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. We're holding that Samacha Yemen Aleph here, but two dots. You follow him down. So it says the Mishnah Matab Lomer Chachomun Kalayf. So the Mishnah says even though the Torah doesn't say clearly the simonim of an oif, but still any oif that's doris, if it sieges the food that it eats, that's a simon shreifa. That's the Elishma of your kol oif, your adoris tummy. And kol sheishle etzba yisera vizekul kukun and nikolov, that's Torah. The kiss of the oif is duris, that's a similar tummy. The more says tiny along like this. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, duris the oichel. If the bird is a duris, it sieges the food and then it eats it, such a food like that is the yiduish tummy. That's for sure a simon that this oif is a nice tummy. What's going to be yeshle etzba yisera? Let's say by its toes, it has an extra one on top, it's like two on the bottom. And one on top, an extra toe it has. The zefek, it also has a crop, and the kukavono niklas, it's stomach the kukla, the kukavonoid. That part, the skin around that you could peel off it. So it's solved, you do a shutor. It has these three simonim, then for sure you know the eighth is tor, then for sure it's tor. It takes its food, it seizes the food, it grabs it with its feet, like with its legs, and pulls it up. That's the way it eats. Not that it just puts it into its mouth, but doris it with its hands. That's a simon of a knife tummy. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek Reimer, Mutochin Loichut. He says what? That if it's chaylik, that's boys, that's also a simon of its tummy. So what's called chaylik? What I mean, it divides up its feet. So, Mutochin Loichut Shomashicha. We stretch out a cord. We take a cord and stretch it out. If the bird puts like two toes on one side of the string and two toes on the other side, it divides it equally. That's a similar to knife tummy. That's called chaylech es raglov. Yeah, tummy. What about sholosh mikan viachas lekan istor? But if it has three on one side and just one on the other side, that's a sim that it's tor. That's what we have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said again, Rabbi Lezer, Tzadok Omer, that kol loif ha-chilek es raglov is tummy. So that means, the Mer explains now, it means put out a string. And when it stands on the string, it has two toes on one side of the string, and two toes on the other side of the string, that's a simon tummy. Then the Mer says, what if Shum ben Lezer Omer, kol loif ha-chilek
min avir, any bird that like catches the food out of the ear, it just catches food thrown to it in the ear, that's also simitami. So what's the question? What's going on here? Tziturta nami miklat koto. Look, every bird is that way. How can you say a bird that catches it, or it means the Hashem means this bird tziturta, that we know it's a tall, thick bird, and it also catches food. Rashi says tziturta. Rashi says yamakirin hoyu shoyotirin. That was the name of the bird, and it was also catches food in the ear. So how could you tell me any bird that catches food is tummy? Or Mabaya Bay said like this, Kurlet the Oichal Kamrinan. What I mean to say it's tummy is if it catches the food in the ear and it eats it right away, it doesn't put it down first. That's a simon tummy. But this Tziputa, true, it catches food in the ear, but it doesn't stop put it into its mouth right away. It first puts it down and it eats. Rashi says Kurlet the Oichal means Shainam and Ichalor, doesn't put it down on the ground. Actually, you've learned before it swallows it. That's a simon tummy. But if you know it catches it, it puts it down first and then eats it, that's okay. Other people say, if you find the bird that lives amongst birds that's tummy, that's a proof that's also tummy. And if it lives amongst the birds that are tor, this one's also tor. Yeah. Rashi says, the verse says, come on, who's go like Kaman? Krebeleza, who goes like Krebeleza? The Tanya learned like this. Krebeleza says, lo lochinam holach zarziz etalerif. Not for nothing, this bird, the zarziz, goes to the raven. Elimifnei shumina, because the pshat is, this bird, the zarziz, is a type of a coin of a raven. Therefore, it comes to tell you, since it hangs around this type of a knife, it has a locha like it. The Gemara says, though, so who goes like Rabbelezer? The Gemara says, no. Afilu tem Rabbanim, even if you want to say according to Rabbanim, shochein v'nidme kamar. Here we're talking about that it lives around those birds, and it looks like it also. So even though you're not sure if it's the same type, if you have these two things, the bird looks like it, and it also lives near it, that's a proof to say it's also a knife. So if it's a daimah to a knife, that's tamei, so we say it's tamei. So that's his halacha. If it looks like it and it lives near those birds, if it bird tomei, it's tomei, it's tor, it's tor. Now the Mishnah says, what to the chagovim by grasshoppers, what's the same to say locust? What's the same to say that it's kosher? To say if the wings cover over most of the body. Kol sheishloi, the wings are cover over. Samora says, my rubai. What does it mean to say that the wings cover over most of the body? My rubai. Some of you don't arrive roif orkoi. Means that it covers over most of the length of the body. Called roif orkoi. If a yamala, some say no, roif hakefei. It's not enough the length, but it has to cover, gird around, it has to go around the body. Most of the roundness of the body, it has to cover up most of the body. Not just stand along the length of it, but hakefei means all around it. Some of Papa Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, binan roif orkoi, binan roif hakefei. Since we're not sure, so the only locust that you're allowed to eat is locust has both of these simonim, that its wings cover up most of its body, both the lengthwise of it and the roundness of it. Tanur Rabbanan, read like this. What's going to be Ein Lo Achshav? If it doesn't have these extra legs right now, Ein Lo Achshav, but the Yosef Megadol, it'll have it later on. There's talking about the type of locust. Let's see. You what? The Mishnah said what Lush was the Chagovim by the grasshoppers called Sheshle Abra, are going to have four legs. The Abra can find the four wings. The Katsulim, that's this Katsulim, that's his extra legs in the front of it that it jumps with them. Ukinofa also its wings, Chayfnes Rubai. The Zophor explains what it means to say, Chayfnes Rubai, that the wings have to cover up most of the body, the length and the width, the roundness. Now Ukshavos, what does Katsulim mean? Katsulim, that's his extra two legs like, that uses to jump with it. So Morris says, Ein Loi Achshav, even though this grasshopper doesn't have it yet, but the Osed Lagod will grow later, Liachas Man, still it's kosher. Kegoyin HaZachal, Mutter, this locust called the Zachal, that taka doesn't have it when it's first grown, born, but will have it later, much as Min Chagab Losh Nerami. That's Mutter. Reb Lezeb Rav Yisi Yoimer, the Pasuk says, Asher Loi Karayim, that it will have these krayim, these legs. Rashi says, "Ksiv v'asher loy kori, kori." So he does this alpha p shem liyachiv no, doesn't have it right now, but the yosid legad liyachazman it will also be kosher. Now my zachal, what is this grass? How was the zachal? Omer baya askarin. It's the askarin. Much better that they knew what it was. Right. Tanu Rabbanan wrote like this. The pasuk says, "Es eidlu mihem teichlu." These are the es arba. These are the ones of the locusts that you will not eat. Yeah. So says what? Es eidlu mihem teichlu es arba. So Gemara says arba. What is the arba? Es zu gavoy. It's this one, the gavoy. That's what it is. It's this type of a locust. It's the gavoy. So then the pasuk says saloyim. What's that? Zel Rishoyim, this type of a Gresapa. Then it says Chagol, what's that? Zenipul, that type of a Gresapa. Now, Chagav, when the Apostle says Chagav, Zegidion, that's what it means. Well, these are all different types of locusts. Now, Matam Reman, Leminoi, Limineu, 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 Dalaponim. How come it says here four times the word Limineu? Means each one it says to its kind. What does it come to teach us? Lohavi, Tziporis Krumim. It comes to include the Tziporis Krumim. That's one type of this. Another type of a locust. The Yoichanon Yerushalmis. And it comes to include also the Yoichanon from Yerushalayim. And the Har Tzuvia comes to include this. The Har Zavronis. These are different types of locusts. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So it says the Mineu means to include another type. Rashi says it's all Mins Loyim. Yesh tam gabachas. Yeah. Min chagol, yeah. Now, Tana will learn, yeah, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Now, Tana will learn like this. Eilu kloli klolis. These are the general rules about them. V'yelu prote protis. And these are the special rules about them. So it's like this. That, arbe, when the pasuk says, arbe zu gavoy, it means the gavoy. Then it says, leminoi. What's the pasuk? What's the pasuk? Leminoi. Lovi tiporis. To come to